Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Chaf Aleph, and it's all about Kriyas HaTorah. All about Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah tells us, compared to Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Omed V'Yoshev. Megillah could be read standing or sitting, Kara Echad V'Chulu, but then the Mishnah goes into, and the Gemara goes into, what about Kriyas HaTorah? Tana, the Gemara says, Masha Ein Kein BaTorah, unlike Torah, which has different halachas regarding sitting and standing, Rashi Shein Korin BaTorah B'Tzibur Miyushav, that you have to be standing when you read the Torah. And why is that? Based on Har Sinai. You, Moshe, stand with me. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is also be'amida. And because he says, Av atopo, stand with me. Hashem is standing, so too Moshe Rabbeinu is standing. And we have various halachas throughout the daf. At the end of the daf, we have the various halachas about how many times that you lane. What is the remez for 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7? All the different halachas relating to that. So the Gemara here says Kriyas HaTorah. What is the source for the takana of Kriyas HaTorah? Again, every Torah that one learns, it's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah, but this is a separate takana of Kriyas HaTorah, and that's based on one of the takanas Ezra. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis, that Ezra HaSofer was mesakein 10 takanos, asara takanos tiken Ezra, shekorin b'mincha b'shabbos, v'korin b'sheni u'b'chamishi, right, that every 3 days that there is laning, sheni and chamishi. So Gemara clarifies, v'shekorin b'sheni u'b'chamishi, Ezra tiken, is that really from Ezra? V'amei karavi miskav, that was much earlier. Earlier in history, we had the takana of laning every 3 days. D'tanya, the Braisa says, v'yelchu shloshes yam b'midbar v'lo matzumayim. They went for 3 days, they didn't find water. In Mara, Darshe, Rishumos, Amru, Ein Mayim, El HaTorah. And the Baalei Drush say that water here means Torah. They went 3 days, and they were thirsty for Torah. They didn't have Torah, and therefore, Shnemar Haikot Samelechu L'mayim, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Kivashachos Shlosh Yamim below Torah Nilu, because they went 3 days without Torah, they became weary. Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem, the Neviim amongst them, got up. V'tiknu lahem sheyikorin b'Shabbos u'mafzikin b'echad b'Shabbos. They lain on Shabbos and not on Sunday. V'korin b'Shani u'mafzikin b'Shlishi Revi. They lain on Monday. They take a break on Tuesday and Wednesday. They lain on Thursday. U'mafzikin erev Shabbos k'dei shaliyalinu gimel yamim below Torah. So you don't have 3 days. So you see, it was earlier from Moshe Rabbeinu's time, from the times of Mara, not Dafka Ezra. So the Gemara answers, Meikara tiknu chad gavra tlasa psuke. Originally, one person, three psukim. Inami tlasa gavra tlasa psuke. Or three people, three psukim. Keneged konim levim yisraelim. Who? Ezra added on. He added on some of the details to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tiki tlasa gavri vasara psuke. Keneged asara batlanim. So he added on some of the details that that we have. Good. It's fascinating. Well, some of the Mefarshim point out that it doesn't just say you lain every 3 days. It sounds like the hefsik is part of the takana. You're mesakein and you're mafsik Sunday, you lain Monday. And you're mafsik because that's part of it, to stop and not hear it and try to internalize the messages that you heard on Monday and Thursday and the other days. But either way, this is the takana from Moshe, from Ezra, and the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Tfila. Interesting, it's not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Kriyas HaTorah might be a bechina of tefillah of Torah, but really it is part of the tzura of tefillah. And that's why it's in Perek Yud Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu, tikan lam liyisrael sheyikorin betorah barabim, b'shabbos u'b'sheni u'b'chamishi b'shachris. Kedei shelo yishu shlosh yomim b'lo shmias Torah. So you don't have 3 days without hearing Torah. Interesting, it doesn't say without being kore b'Torah. So that's already maybe being merames to something, that the mitzvah is not to every person to say it, but to hear. The Ezra Tikashi Akoran Kam came mincha, b'chol Shabbos, b'shem Yoshe Kronos, the Chulu. And then we have the days. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful, every one of his shiur is beautiful, but he has a yardside shiur where he talks about Takanas Moshe, and he discusses how that Gemara in Baba Kama, that Gemara in Baba Kama is unusual, because it says that they were thirsty for Torah. But 1 second, what were they thirsty for? When did that story take place? That was in Mara. That was before they had the Torah. That was before Kabbalah HaTorah. So how is it that they were thirsty for Torah when they didn't have the Torah yet? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, v'hi more, ki lo hada'aga l'bitul kia mitzvahs Talmud Torah, hu shagarma l'takanas kriyas HaTorah, b'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos. It's not because there was a bitul of a kiyum of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, ki elo terem hayu mechuyavim b'Talmud Torah, because they weren't chayiv in Talmud Torah yet. Kiyum haleyus she'ach zavahem. But it's just that the weariness that they were in, ha'yifut v'amirirut ha'nafshit, the spiritual weariness, what totzos e'esek b'Torah, not being involved in Torah, even though they didn't have the Torah yet. But still, every Jew has to be connected to Torah deep down. Where does that come from? So Rav Soloveitchik writes elsewhere, as many Achronim do, maybe that comes from the learning Torah in the womb, and that is, we learn all Torah with a Malach, the Gemara in Maseches Nida, and the question is asked on that Gemara, and now how is it that we learn all of Torah in utero, and why is it? Meaning, if we learn it, so why do we cause to forget it? Because we have to earn it. But what about the other way? If we're going to cause to forget it anyway, so why teach it to us in the first place? So many explain, because it's to create a natural connection that every Jew has to Torah. And the Pintel Yid, the Nitzotz HaKadusha, whatever one wants to call it, but that is something that is built in, and maybe that came by Yetzias Mitzrayim, before the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why Bnei Yisrael were thirsty even before. And maybe he says that's the pshat of Tosfos in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos discusses the idea of Hefsik. It's a Tosfos that we've discussed before. Tosfos says, Maishna Shemavarchem Leishi Basukah, I'll call Suda Visuda. Why is it that every time you go into a Sukkah, you make it separate? Bracha Leishi Basukah, Vilu Bircha Satorah Mavarchem Rak Pam Yom, and you only make one Bircha Satorah. Yesh lomar shiny Torah she'eno miyayish daito to kalsha mechuyev lomod. Right, every moment you have a chiyev to learn. The chsiv agitzva yom alayla vavikemo yoshiv kol hayom b'lo hefsek. And it's keilu you learn all day without hefsek. So what does Tosfos mean? Befoal, you're not learning. Right, when you're osek in a business, you're not learning in Talmud Torah. When you're traveling, you're not learning Torah. So what do you mean einam yaish daito? The answer is because the Jew always has his head, as Rav Soloveitchik called it, acute awareness and latent awareness. You know, there's acute awareness what I'm involved in right now. Because much of a mother. A mother is children are home, so she's thinking about her children directly. But what happens if her children go to school? So then there's latent awareness. The children are always in the back of the mind of a mother, even if they're not there right now. So that's what a Jew always has with Torah. He's always connected and involved. Yishchovam yuchedes lios ne'eman l'Torah v'kasher ba b'chol nimei ha'nefesh. And that's related to the zika haklalis l'chefza shal Torah v'chovasin lios kshurim u'dveikim ba. We have to be kasher to it, and therefore it's ke'ilu. We are connected to Torah all day. That is Rav Soloveitchik's idea relating to this mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rav Shechter has this also in Eretz Tzvi, and Siman Yud Beis even expands on this, that maybe is the root of the mitzvah of Kfura for a Jew. We know the Brisa tells us in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chavav that there's a difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha, two types of objects in halacha of Kedusha. There are Tashmishei Kedusha that have to be buried, that anything connected to the Ksav of Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, and the like, and the box of the tefillin, the case of the mezuzah, that all is tashmishei kedusha, it has inherent kedusha, and it needs to be buried. While tashmishei mitzvah is tzitzis and sukkah and other mitzvahs like that. So that's a chiluk that we know, and that's what needs geniza, what does not need geniza. So Rav Shechter explains, based on this thought of Rav Soloveitchik, I'm not exactly sure how much of this is Rav Soloveitchik and how much of this is Rav Shechter. I think if this addition is Rav Shechter, that there's a mitzvah d'araisa of kfura of a Jew. So where does that mitzvah come from? What's the mechayiv? So you might say it's like all the other mitzvahs ben adam machavero. The mechayiv is v'afle recha kamocha. But here, really, it's, you know, there's no shibudim. The person's already dead. So it can't be it's ben adam machavero so much, perfectly. But maybe this is the idea. Every Jew has the connection to Torah. Every Jew is Tashmishei Kedusha deep down. And maybe that's the reason, the root for the mitzvah to bury, right? The idea of burying a guy, that's Mishum Eva, and there's Kavet Abrios, but it's not the same level of Chiyuv. And maybe that's the Chiluk here. The Dafka Gufa Yisrael, Mepnei Shalom HaTorah, Yesh Bo Chalos Shem Shal Tashmishei Kedusha, Aguf Hanachri, Afsha Asak Bekiyim Zayin Mitzvahs, Mikol Makam Lo Asak Batorah, Ve'in Lo Ala Chalos Shem Shal Tashmishei Mitzvah. Vafilu Bi'Yisrael Shu Ama Aretz, and even a Jew who never learned anything in his life, still we know he learned in utero, and the connection to Torah was there always. So this is some of the ideas relating behind the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Meshev Davar in the Netziv, where he was asked from a Rav in Cincinnati about laning on a non-laning day. L'chvod HaRav, it doesn't quote his name, L'chvod HaRav Achulu Be'ir Cincinnati Ba'America, the Netziv writes. This is in Meshev Davar Chelek Aleph Siman Tazayin. Asher Darash Malas Kvod Al Dvar Asher Kara Be'kihila Achas Be'iro Kichever Achas Be'yom Tova Shalahem, Shezachu Lachanech Aron HaKodesh, they were Machanech HaShul and a new Aron, V'yasu HaKafis Im HaSefer Torah, B'Simchas Levavam, V'ratza Achas SheYikra BaTorah B'Tzibur, B'Yom Aleph, it was Sunday. They wanted to lane. Umalas Kvod Micha B'Davar, and you complained about it. This rabbi wrote the question. Ubir Tayre V'Dimukwa, and you explained, Ki HaKori BaTorah Shelo B'Zman Shekavu Chazal Hari Over, Misha Bal Tosef. Right, if you're adding on to one of the Takanas Darabat, it's Bal Tosef. The Chazal never told you to lane this way. Because Kusvaras HaMordechai B'Megillah, leading Mikra Megillah B'Tezvav, in Mechavim L'Kriya. So the Nitziv goes in, and he says, V'nei Mishum Halo Arye. He doesn't think that's specifically Bal Tosef. Ki Ein B'Kriyas HaTorah Mishum Bal Tosef Afilu B'Bracha. He doesn't think that it's Bal Tosef specifically. Vodai Yashim Mishmini, he goes into Bal Tosef issues, quotes the Rashi, and others, and he says, Bal Tosef is really only by a mitzvah d'araisa. He doesn't think it's a Bal Tosef adding on to a mitzvah d'rabanan. But then he says, he doesn't think it's right. Nachzor l'inyan d'bishem yisur Bal Tosef leka, aval hapshita, d'lekro bibracha, bayom shlo tiknu chazal, hu bracha levatala. So it's not Bal Tosef, but it's a bracha levatala. Ivra below bracha lechora ein baze yisur. So you might say, okay, lane without brachas. Favi kakori batorah, it's just like laning, just like reading a Torah, learning. Bikomakom shaper hochiach malos kvotaroso, to be yom shen kriyas Torah klal yeshi sura bedavar. No, but I think you're right that, you know, it's inappropriate. It might not be a bracha levatala, but it's inappropriate. And he quotes sources in the Magen Avraham about what they used to do by a chassan. Avalahotzi likros b'sefer Torah b'yom shemo kriyas Torah vade aser to heich nevid im likro below bracha yishlochers l'dasi Yerushalmi to kriyav etzibur tzorch lavarech mirchas haTorah min haTorah. Right, there's Yerushalmi that says you have to make a bracha midaraisa whenever you lane. V'hodin lahotzi sefer Torah v'likros af b'yom kriyas haTorah achlo be'esa kriya. Whenever you take out the Torah, you have to make a bracha. Ubemes lo yadati mara ha'ish hamitchareh. I don't know what this person who wanted to lane did. The imeno katil kanya. If he's not a stama person, he's a tamar chacham, but he should be mevar the makor. The main lo makor nachon eno el shtus vegasus ruach his halich bigdolos hamaflios leif hahamon. There a klal says lo yadati eza makor. And therefore, tzadik malas kvod shmicha bazeh. I agree with you that you complained about it. Right? You can't lane on a day that is not for the chazal warim misakin. Right? The Mishnah Halachas also discusses a case where people wanted to lane on Sunday, maybe because maybe there was chilul Shabbos. You're allowed to push off the laning to Sunday so that people won't drive. So the Mishnah Halachas again says that one is not allowed to do that, even if people would walk on a Sunday. Umashakaz at the Korban Parshas Hanasi Baturlo Pickbook, he discusses, let me just see if I could find this, he says, V'lo echad miyet masha aliti b'machshava, to ulai yom makagarim, v'hu de b'yom Shabbos, asim chastor shignu chazal kriyas haTorah kol hayom, ha'hu mukshal kriyas haTorah, ela she'in korin, ela b'zana tfila, discusses, and therefore, I don't think you're allowed to do it, except when Chazal said that you should do it. Anyway, Lamaisa, there is we lane sometimes that there is an ancient minhag to lane, and like the Bircha of the Nesiim and Simchas Torah night, Hoshana Rabbah, there are times that Chazal take out the Torah, but otherwise not. We do say a new Birchas HaTorah every time we lane, even though we say a Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So that's because it's a new quality. Rav Soloveitchik also writes this in his Haggadah. There's a new quality of Talmud Torah. Whenever there's a new quality of Talmud Torah, there's a new Birchas HaTorah. And that's what he explains also in Baruch HaMakom, in the Haggadah. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas HaTorah L'Amo Yisrael, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a different type of Birchas HaTorah, different type of Torah that's being learned. There's Limud Torah Sipur, and therefore you make a new bracha. So here too, there's limud Torah in public, and therefore one would say a new berachas haTorah in that way and be yotze, the new quality of Talmud Torah. The big sugi in Lamdus, in this sugi, is what type of chov is it? Chovas hayachid, chovas hatzibur. That's the big sugi. Again, there are some shitas that say it's a chovas hayachid. There's a shibali haleket in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Kuf Mem Vav. Shagam hu mitzvah l'shmo kriyas ha-Torah dechsiv v'azne kala am el sefer Torah imikra b'sefer v'lo yuchal lahavin mashakor, and it sounds like it's yachid. The Ravon writes in the tshuva, and the Bir Halacha sounds that way a little bit. The Ravat in Ayin Gimel. Vakorei batorah motzi es hatzibur yidei chovasan mikriya. Laficha charehu omer letzibur. Atem tzrichim levarech velikros kamoni. Taskimu likrasi. Ulebir chasi v'tfarchu imi. It sounds like it's chovas hayachin. But the most assume that it is a chovas hatzibur. Again, Rav Moshe also seems to have this a little bit, that it's you should try to make yourself part of the tzibur. But most assume it's a chovas hatzibur. That's what the Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'll read that in Halicha Shlomo. He says mitzvah al kol hamispalim lishmoa es kriyas haTorah. V'gam mi shehachas shehechsir mi lishmoa teva achas. Oh, Yoser Mikriyas HaTorah, Chayav L'Shmo HaHala, even if you missed a word, it's okay, you should keep listening to the rest, you don't think, oh, I missed some, so I'm done. But Yotzei Bakach Yedei Chovaso, Ve'en Alav Chova L'Shmo Kriya Cheres. You don't have to hear another Kriya, meaning it's not a Chovas HaYachid. He writes in the footnote there, Mishan is Harher, Toch Kedei Shmias Kriyas HaTorah, or Afilu Sach, if you talk or you daydreaming, Koshlo Yisich Daito Men HaKriya, you don't have to be chozer and hear it. You don't have to be chozer and hear it. It's just just to try to focus. Try to focus on the learning. But again, most assume that we should just try to make ourselves part of the of the group. And there are many nafgaminas in terms of chovas hayachid, chovas hatzibur. Number one, pashas, you have to hear every single word. Right, that's number one. Number two, what about learning during Kriyas HaTorah? Learning during Kriyas HaTorah, that is a big sugya. You're not allowed to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, that's the sugya in Kuf Mem Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Latzeis Ulhaniach Sefer Torah Kshu Pasuach. That's a separate halacha. You're not allowed to leave while laning is taking place. Member of Meir Golvach Shlita, it's always very mock, but if somebody's in shul, they come in to get something, and they're about to leave, they run in, run out, he makes sure you're not allowed to leave while laning is taking place. Avabin Gavra Lagavra Shaper Dami. Between Elios one can, but during laning one cannot. Once laning starts, one is not allowed to talk. Afilu ben gavra lagavra. Even between the aliyas, one is not allowed to talk. Right, something that not everybody recognizes. Afilu hishlim hu parsha. Even if you've already done the parsha yourself, one is not allowed to talk. And then, what about learning? What about learning? That's the a discussion based on the Gemara. The Gemara talks about different. Amoraim, some used to turn around and learn, some not, but either way, Bizman Hazeh, like Ramosha Feinstein, is also, he was very mock, but he learned every second between the Elios. They say he learned Mishnayos, but when there was laning, you listen to the laning. That's what all the Gdolim teach us, that we're not, laning is when we're supposed to be listening to the laning and not learning. Rav Sternbach, interesting, has a tshuva in Aleph Kuf Nun Hei, that maybe because it's a Chovas HaTzibur, then there's more flexibility to use a microphone. Again, microphone per se is a big question, controversial, and again, if the choice is not hearing at all, some folks come talking about by Megillas Esther, if you have a huge shul and you're not going to hear it at all, okay, Ein Breira, you don't have a choice. It's better to hear it with a microphone than not to hear it at all. But if it, one has the choice, then one should not hear it. It's something that you have to be yotze with a microphone, but here, again, if it's a Chovas HaTzibur, then there might be more flexibility. What about women? Should women try to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So again, Chovas HaTzibur, women are part of the Tzibur. I mean, maybe not in terms of karbanos, but they're part of the Tzibur, and therefore they should try to hear. But again, once you're trying to make themselves part of the Tzibur, one shouldn't be talking. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says at the end of Kuf Mem Vav, Kol Zeh Hasif Hu Tochachas Megula La'osen Ha'anashim Amafkirin Es Nafshosan. This is a terrible tochacha to those who talk during laning. Im ben gavra legavra, shasefer sasu moso losaper, im chaveru. If you can't even talk to your friend, ben gavra legavra, in between the aliyos, ulakama poskim osar filu b'divrei Torah, you might not even be able to learn between the aliyos, kama yigdal ha'iser be'esh shasefer pasuach. How much more so if the sefer is open, should be zayonu, kishemesir ozno milashmo devar Hashem. It's a bizayon if you remove your, You move your ear. As the Bir Halacha finishes up, Kol shekein bezeh she'omid v'beis haknesses ve'ein arotza lahatos hazno la'tori. He doesn't want to hear matzikam pamechil l'ashem ayde barabim, that he's talking lashon hara and the iser of lo sechalel achil l'ashem iser shel sicha v'teila v'beis haknesses v'beis medrash but gam kein asur gadol tfilaso mitu eves avur zeh lefnei Hashem. Ashrei mi shenosin kavod laTorah, ukamo shenemar ki mechabdai achabed. So again, there's a lot to learn here from Kriyas haTorah, Chovas haYachad, Chovas haTzibur, and just to appreciate hearing the Torah every 3 days. That is a fulfillment of Takanas Moshe, Takanas Ezra, and again, all the halachos that we learn out from today, standing and the being bereses ubizeya. Again, machlokas we didn't get to about do you have to stand or sit when you hear the Torah, machlokas machaber and the Rama. But either way, this is some of the issues relating to Kriyas haTorah.